Tell your mom I said hi. Thank you.
Derek, last few weeks, this offense has been very explosive.
Yeah.
This week, no rhythm off the bat. What do you think happened at the start?
You know, they did a good job of changing up some looks. They played a lot of too high, trying to take away the big play opportunities, trying to, you know, play it safe, that kind of thing. You know, make us, you know, go down the field, and long drives, kind of a deal. And we expected them to kind of do that, but you know, they came out and just tried to play soft and keep everything in front of them. No, I can't remember. Long game, but I don't think it was the wind. And if I could remember certain routes exactly, I could tell you exactly what happened. But they guy made a great play.
It
was the one time. Finally, on that drive, you know, we kind of got a one-on-one, and so I just gave Andre a chance. And again, 23 made a great play. He did.
You were aggressive, so it's like the long ball looked like that, hung up in the wind.
Yeah.
Learning to play quarterback in this league is about learning when to be aggressive and when not.
Right.
What'd you see on that play that would make it?
You know, they went to like a single high look, you know, and. You know, just in that situation, that was the read, and that's where to go with it. Now, if we had Amari on that certain look, and we got it that time, and whenever you get that, you do your best to make that play. And you know, I told Amari on the sideline, I let it rip, and I thought I was going to overthrow him, and then it got hung up in there. I'm just glad he came down with it. I think honestly that was the only one. You know, when the ball is when you launch one, you know, that far and that high, you know, it has if it has any flutter at all, I mean, it couldn't even look like a flutter and it will turn into one. And so that on that play that one did, but that was really the only one. Man, that was a huge play by them. You know, it kind of caught me off guard. I was, sitting there doing the drive review and getting ready for the next series. Yeah, I looked up and the guy was already, on their side of the field. And knowing, who their returner was, when he gets in the open, he's so fast. He made a great play. Obviously, they probably blocked it up really well. And, that's always hard. But to us, our whole mindset, literally when that happened, was just, hey, at least we get the ball back and another chance. So. Right.
It hurts to lose, but you just go to the next one.
Yeah.
How easy is that to do when you're kind of going, this team's kind of going a little bit?
No, it's hard. When you lose, it's hard. And you just gotta rely on your foundation. You gotta rely on what you believe in. And this team and everybody believes in one another. I just continue to stay the same person. You're never gonna see me too high or too low. In my attitude and how I go about my business day to day. I'll just always stay level-headed and keep working. That's all I know how to do is to work hard.
We know you and Bridgewater kind of draft campaign.
Yeah.
He wins today.
Yep.
You mark your career against his in any way like this?
Oh, gosh, no. It's two totally different, teams, cities, all that kind of stuff. You can't. If we were lined up next to each other and the game was played with two quarterbacks, then we could, but... I root for Teddy. I wish him the best, and I think he's a heck of a player.
Tony in the center.
Yeah. I thought he did a good job. I'd have to watch the film because I'm not watching him or anything like that, but I felt like he did a good job. I thought he made great calls. He definitely knew what he was doing. Coach Tyson, Coach Tim did a great job of preparing him, and he does a great job of preparing every week regardless. So I thought he did really well. Oh, yeah, yeah. We never look too far ahead. That's one thing I've learned, especially in this league, you can't because each week you play somebody, I mean, it's a fight out there every time. So We're focused on the next week, but we're absolutely, we're absolutely confident in that locker room that we can go out and play well. We can play good football. It's not always going to be pretty. You know, it's not always going to be flashy and big plays and all those things. Sometimes we're going to have to grind it out, kind of a deal. And we're learning that as we grow, we're very confident. There's not a lack of confidence, from player to player, player to coach, none of that. There's none of that. So that's how I know that we're a good football team.
When the team's playing the 2D safety, like you're talking about, yep.
Just in normal, football stuff, running the ball, just trying to take a safety from out of there, bring him down in the box, those kind of things, but in certain looks, certain situations also, they know that they can just play a certain way. And then you got to take short passes and kind of like how we got into a lot of times last year, that's kind of what we saw and those kind of things. But I know our coaches and we'll be able to be ready for that. Oh, never. No. I tried my best not to ever. So.
Did you feel it at all?
I definitely felt it when he hit me. He's a big guy, but he's a good player, but I was fine.
You guys were down 6 when the Gill blocked the field goal. At
yes.
The time, did that seem like it could be a pivotal play?
Oh, it was huge. It was a huge play. He did. He made a great play on that. He's a good player, and he's, really long, so he's good with using his arms on those kind of things, and so he made a great play there. So we did feel very confident when he did that. We were fired up. From 22. So they played just cover 6. They cover 4, cover 2. So that safety, really, his responsibility is over the top. And so when I turned to throw it to Amari, I mean, that guy just kind of left and came and made a play on him. I always feel bad when that happens, but, try and protect him the best you can. But that guy, Harrison, just came out of, his responsibility and made a play on it.
Any more guys?
Good. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.